After more than 9 months of limbo, Iraq finally has a new government. But that new government includes a significant presence of the followers of Muqtada al-Sadr, the fiercely anti-American Shiite cleric. Though both sides deny a deal, members of Sadr's Mehdi army militia have been released from jail, bringing back bad memories of sectarian violence. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports.
This is Kifah Street in central Baghdad. It's a mixed Sunni-Shiite area known for its wholesale tobacco market. During the years of sectarian violence, gangs of kidnappers and killers would roam this neighbourhood, snatching people off the streets, sometimes never to be seen again. Then the government started clamping down on the militias. Alaa Abbas and his men were hired to make these streets safe again. They were personally responsible for putting Mehdi army members behind bars. Now, Alaa says, many have been released, and he and his men manning their checkpoints are afraid for their lives.
They used to come to our area to kill, kidnap and rob people. We kick them out of here, but now we are back to square one. People are scared. We will all get hurt.
The Mehdi army were a formidable force, fighting both the Americans and acting as a Shiite militia force during the worst of the sectarian violence in 2005-07. In early 2008, the Iraqi military was sent in to clear Muqtada al-Sadr's militia from its strongholds in Basra, Baghdad and elsewhere. After months of fighting, the Mehdi army agreed to a ceasefire and Muqtada officially ordered the militia to lay down its weapons. These days, the Mehdi army don't carry guns on the streets anymore. But in strongholds like Sadr City in Baghdad, they're easily identifiable by their black shirts. Well, right in the centre of Sadr City, opposite the mosque, you can feel and indeed physically see the resurgence of Muqtada al-Sadr's power. There's a column of men making their way through the streets, carrying colourful flags, green, red and black, banners and symbolic coffins. But right up front, they've got a life-size photograph of the man himself, Muqtada al-Sadr, being paraded through the streets here. Now, just a couple of months ago, scenes like this would have been unthinkable. But today, things are different. The entire main street of Sadr City is completely blocked off now. The huge crowd that's gathered is sitting on the floor on small carpets, listening to the imam who's leading Friday prayers. And he's just read out a message from Muqtada al-Sadr. He's just called upon the followers here to march after Friday prayers in support of a decision to close Baghdad's nightclubs and liquor shops. Muqtada al-Sadr's exact whereabouts are officially a secret, although he's widely believed to be studying in Iran. His top representative in Iraq, Hazim al-Araji, says that the Mehdi army is now dedicated to achieving its aims through peaceful means.
We did not order our followers to burn or attack those places, but we told them to hold a peaceful demonstration. Our duty is to propagate virtue and prevent vice without using force.
There are no official figures for the number of Mehdi army members released in recent months. Estimates range from dozens to hundreds. And like the Iraqi government, Hazim al-Araji denies that there was ever any deal to let these men out of jail in return for political support from the Sadrists. But there seems to be a threat implicit in the cleric's words. As Muqtada al-Sadr's followers gain in strength and confidence, the fear is that there may yet come a time when the Mehdi army will take up its arms again in pursuit of its strict interpretation of Islam.
That report from the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Baghdad.